T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No, it really is. It really is. A lot of people, you know, people can watch the last 2-3 years of our games and know what they've done well. But there's like you said, there's a chess match. There's, you know, they change up personnel. If they change up, you know, positions of different guys, and obviously they have their playmakers they want to get the ball to, and they put them in certain situations to perform. But it is definitely a chess match, and that's what a lot of people on the outside don't realize.
That is Micah Hyde from his Bills Football Monday interview with Shope and the Bulldog. If you missed it, it's available in on-demand audio. Josh Allen is in concussion protocol, remains in concussion protocol. That's what Sean McDermott said yesterday. No further news other than that. The Bills also said Dean Marlowe is in concussion protocol as well. The Steelers beat the Bengals 27-3 in Monday Night Football. A couple touchdown passes from Mason Rudolph. Vontaze Burfict, Raiders linebacker, suspended for the rest of the regular season after a nasty hit on Jack Doyle from the Colts on Sunday. Mitchell Trubisky has a dislocated shoulder. The Bears say no surgery is needed. They think he'll be back sooner rather than later. That is not the story for Bradley Chubb. His 2019 season is over. The Broncos linebacker has a partially torn ACL. Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback, cleared for non-contact drills. Sabres news, they just sent this story out. Assistant coach Don Granato has been hospitalized with severe pneumonia. He will be taking a medical leave from the team. In the interim, Chris Taylor, who is the Amherst head coach, will assist the Sabres coaching staff, while Rochester assistant Gord Dineen will take over head coaching duties for the Amherst. Adam Mayer will also assist the Amherst coaching staff for the beginning of their regular season. The Sabres made a series of roster moves yesterday. They put 4 players on waivers: Remy Elie, Curtis Lazar, Casey Nelson, Scott Wilson. They sent 3 guys to the Amherst: Rasmus Asplund, Lawrence Pilot, and Tage Thompson. The NL wildcard is tonight. It's Milwaukee at Washington, and the Angels are in the market for a manager after firing Brad Ausmus. Your headlines brought to you by Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's more than a big dinner box. Gives you 2 pizzas, breadsticks, and your choice of wings or pasta. They are that extra special something. When everyone gets their favorite, no one out-pizzas the Hut. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-5550. And we're going to pick the Bills. You ready to go with the open there, dude?
Well, yeah, obviously you had 12-4 last week.
Are you sure about that? Really? Did you check the tape? Didn't just...
Yeah, and it was a first for you, picking 12-4 for the Bills, and Howard picked
clearly,
the Bills.
Clearly, it screwed the Bills up. They heard that I picked them to go 12-4, and they were nervous about that.
Even then, you still picked them to lose to the Patriots.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
your record for your picks, though, this year are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I'm 4-0.
You've been very right? good with your picks overall.
Okay, I'm 4-0. I feel good.
This is one of those flip games that you've had a couple of times throughout the week, but without further ado, let's get to it and see if you can repeat the 12-4 from last week.
A tradition unlike any other.
That's the best part of the guy's week. Wow. I'm worried about you, whoever that person was.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Week 4, Bills Patriots at New Era Field.
Don't blame the messenger. I'm still picking New England. You got to beat the Patriots.
Heavy rush. The punt is blocked. High into the air. It pops up at about the 12. Patriots recover. Matthew Slater into the end zone. Touchdown.
After I'm dead and buried, are you still going to have me do pick the Bills?
Yeah.
Okay.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That wasn't from today. No, whatever. Hey, by the way, in this era of everything leaks out, pretty good that my pick the Bills results have never leaked out yet prior to me doing that live on the show.
You did flip a coin. That was very controversial.
Yeah. A lot of people were angry at that, weren't they?
It's never going to happen again.
If it makes you feel better, I got rid of the coin. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So now the Bills have their first loss of the season. They're 3-1, which you picked last week. So now they go off to Nashville, Tennessee. Week 5 matchup, Bills-Titans.
Now, you might be expecting me to ask you a question before I pick this game, right? For example, you might say, is Howard going to ask me if Josh is playing or if Matt Barkley is playing? And I will tell you, sir, it won't make a difference. That's how confident I feel about this game.
All right.
Even with if Matt Barkley plays, I believe the Bills will bounce back. I once again will tell you that I believe they're the better team. There are definitely some challenges in terms of some of the offensive weapons. You know, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown's off to a really good start, is a big play threat for them, the rookie receiver. But, of course, love the matchup of the Bills' defense against the Titans' offense. And even with Barkley, I think some way they'll – this is going to be last year's game. Take the under. I don't think either team reaches 20. It'll be a very low-scoring game, maybe not exactly 13-12, but I feel good. I will take the Bills to win in Nashville.
Win in Nashville over the Titans. Bills are 4-1 heading into the bye week. And then a three-game home stretch at New Era Field, starting off with in Week 7, Bills against Miami.
Do you need to ask? Please. What's the scoring margin now? I got to go look. The Dolphins have been outscored by what, like 160 points?
Yeah, it's some ridiculous amount. They only scored 10 again.
And they don't even have the legend of Kiko Alonso to bail them out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take the Bills there.
Win. 5-1. Now heading into Week 8, another home matchup in the three-game stretch against the Philadelphia Eagles. A little tougher matchup than maybe some of these other ones coming up here, but Bills-Eagles.
So the Eagles story is an interesting one so far, right? Because I think they're one of the teams that you think you get a handle on everybody through four games. Don't think we do on the Eagles yet. The offense is doing okay. Wentz is doing all right, even despite the injuries they've had. But it sounds like the bigger problem in Philadelphia, I was just reading about, is Jim Schwartz's defense. It's not playing that well. So you know what? I'm in a good spot. Even though the Bills lost to the Patriots, I still believe that they're going to make the playoffs. So I will pick them to beat the Eagles.
All right. Another win for the Bills that moves them now to 6-1. Closing out that three-game homestand back at home against the Washington Redskins, the 0-4 Washington Redskins.
Can I just predict how many calls we're going to get that week? Guys, it's a trap game. They're going to beat Washington. Don't worry about it. It comes between Philadelphia and Cleveland, so you know people will be, trap game! Okay, they'll beat them.
Three straight games at home, three straight wins. Then the Bills head back out on the road week 10, and they go to Cleveland to face Baker Mayfield and the Browns.
You know, I'm not going to lie, Brayton. I think this pick... this pick might be based each week on what the Browns did in their previous game. They go into Baltimore and shellack the Ravens. I mean, just slap around silly the Ravens defense with 40 points. So I'm going to turn this one into a loss and say
back
Cleveland wins
to
that
a loss.
Game. Yeah.
Last week it was a win. This week it's a loss.
Well, you know, last week Cleveland was coming off a bad loss at home, and this week they're coming off a big road win. So that's
so
what
now
I said,
the Bills fall to 7-2 with your picks. On to Miami next, closing out their season series with the Dolphins in sunny Florida.
See earlier explanation on Dolphins as an opponent.
Win.
Yes, please.
Very simple. Another W. They're now 8-2, heading back home to New Era Field to take on the 0-4, right now, Denver Broncos.
Yeah, come on, right? You know, you watch them. I know Flacco led a drive the other day to put him ahead on Jacksonville, and then they gave up a game-winning drive. They lost Bradley Chubb. It's just Denver's 0-4. They'll be, you know, they're already dead in the water, so forget it. That's a win.
Win. Oh, where are we
Don't
at now?
Don't sweat that one
9-2 heading into Thanksgiving. Big matchup here. Cowboys just lost their first game this past week to the Saints. Kind of a barn burner, 12-10.
Yeah, it was a dilly.
Not a great game, but nonetheless, Bills go off to Thanksgiving to take on the Cowboys in the Lone Star State.
I still think Dallas is one of the best teams in the league. They've got a good defense, and I know they didn't have a good night. Ezekiel was pretty quiet against New Orleans, but good offensive line, good young quarterback, and their running game will have more success than it doesn't, so I would still look at that as a loss for the Bills.
Another loss.
Don't know what it would take to change that. I mean, I think that's one of those games that I feel pretty solid about.
So after Thanksgiving, the Bills have a few extra days off, come back home, enjoy their time with their families, and get ready to face the Baltimore Ravens week 14.
This is, you know, this is almost like the Cleveland game. A little bit different because it's a home game, but a lot of this pick, I think, on a week-by-week basis is for me based on how did Baltimore look the week before. Well, they look like garbage. They got their butts kicked. So I'll say it's a win for the Bills.
A win.
Yay.
After, let's see, three straight weeks of you picking them to lose, it's back in the win column for the Bills against the Ravens. Week 15, the Bills go back out on the road. Three games left in the season, and the Bills are in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
I feel confident against Mason Rudolph and that matchup against this defense. And the Pittsburgh defense, not so good, even though they just held the Bengals to 3 points. They've been having some struggles this season. Feeling good about that one. Solid win. Solid road win.
Another win.
And you know what,
for
Bills,
the Bills
fans? Might be a lot of Steelers fans selling their tickets for that game. So, you know, road trip.
Bills get to 11-3.
Oh, this is going to be delightful, this game that's next.
11-3 on to New England.
Wow.
Maybe this is a battle for the AFC East. Maybe the Patriots are still undefeated at this point. Who knows? But nonetheless, Bills, Patriots, week 16 in Foxborough.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's funny. This is now, I think you have to give it some thought. You know, the first two, the two New England games for me were always, I wouldn't let you finish the sentence, put it down as a loss. I mean, clearly, after what the defense did to Brady, you have to put some serious thought into this one. However, for now, I will err on the side of the Patriots and pick New England.
All right.
And now I look forward to all the complaints on my notifications.
11-4. Howard not picking the Bills to beat the Patriots still. But nonetheless, you go
if I pick them to beat the Patriots, will you... No, I don't want to have you wear Boston sports gear again.
Well, yeah, no. I'm not going to Boston to wear Patriots
no,
gear.
No, because, then you would just blend in. And if you wear Bills gear there, I wouldn't want some idiot Patriots
fan. I honestly think that would feel worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blending in with the locals?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be...
All right. Then on to the final week of the season, week 17, the Bills return home to face the New York Jets.
It's a win, baby. So the only question is, I haven't really looked at the Patriots schedule. So the only question is, are the Bills in alive for it? Well, they would have lost both games to New England, so forget it. You'd be getting a wild card game, and you would probably be, not probably, I'm sure, you'd be the 5 seed. I don't know that a wild card has ever had the 12 wins and been a 6 seed, so they would probably be the high wild card.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that they'd be any higher than that.
So you'd go to the low division winner?
Which would be
AFC South. I feel like the AFC South winner could be 9-7.
That or AFC North.
Maybe Cleveland.
Depending.
You know, look at their schedule. If Cleveland writes things or Baltimore or whatever, I feel like the AFC South is going to have the 4 seed. So whoever that might be, you could be going to Indy, Houston, Tennessee.
Well, regardless, for a second straight week, Howard has the Bills going 12-4. So we repeat the 12-4 stretch. And
don't let them see that. I don't want him to be overconfident going into Tennessee.
Too late. It's already tweeted. It's out there.
They probably don't follow us on Twitter anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah. So 12-4. Not bad, huh? Hey, there's something to be said for consistency. 803-0550 to join us. We've been talking. There you go. There. Are you all happy? Now you can get the kids off to school and you can go on about your business and go to work. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.